Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Zulu Romeo.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Zulu Romeo, I believe. This is November 8, Lima Juliet, November. Good morning.
Good morning, Kia. How is the day going so far?
Well, I just hopped in the car on the way to work, and I heard you call out within a minute, so I was hoping I wasn't interrupting something. I'm doing well, and you?
Doing fantastic. I live in New Hudson, and I work here in the Lansing area, so just on my way in to work as well. Enjoying the traffic. Can't wait until the construction's all done. And not quite sure what the weather's going to be like. Hopefully it's going to be a decent day. I can get on the radio again tonight. How about you?
Well, I'm doing okay with the weather here. It's a bright, sunny day in Lapeer County. We're on the far east end of our range, and great to hear Lansing Station's coming in. And I hope this weather holds out so I can mow tonight after work. And you?
I got to finish mowing the lawn last night, thank God. I was so grateful to get it done. I've had a lot of rain in the New Hudson area lately, so for it to be dry enough to get it all down and have it start looking decent was pretty nice. Sorry, I'm merging into traffic. I'm a tech right now. I'm studying for the general. Some of the questions I'm having a hard time on, I'm not just studying the answers. I'm trying to actually learn the material. It's taking a little longer than I'd hoped. But, you know, again, I want to know what I'm talking about and understand it fully. And I'm enjoying the hobby to death. I'm doing satellite communications. Just having fun. How about you?
I'm getting a lot of static coming through on your end. You're about 80% readable. I'm putting the pieces together, but is it my end? Am I coming through clear on your end?
You're coming clear on my end. I'm just on a little handheld Baofeng radio 10 watt.
All right, very well. Yeah, it's impressive how well those little machines work. We are training up operators here in Lapeer County, and we always do a lot of coaching with the Baofeng because, as we like to say, it is the gateway drug to amateur radio.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I got certified back in February, and I got a ICOM IC7300, and I've been, you know, going through the manual and trying to figure out how to, you know, do all the settings. Been listening to people all around the world, and I just can't wait to get certified and start to be able to actually communicate. Over.
Well, Roger that. That is a great radio. I've got a 7410 myself. It is a used one. It's a little more than 10 years old, but I really like it. It's a beast. It weighs 23 pounds. So it's not nice and light like the 7300, which is darn near portable. Good on you for that. And did I hear you're experimenting with satellite? And how are you doing that? With your Baofeng?
Yes, I got an Aero 2 satellite antenna. It's circularly polarized, excuse me, and it's got a diplexer. So I use the Baofeng dual band, and I'm able to, you know, connect through, like, the repeater on the ISS and others. So it's pretty fun. Just enjoyed it. You know, I go out in the yard and, you know, watch the map that's on my cell phone and aim to where it's supposed to be.
Well, fantastic. That is a part of the hobby I have yet to explore. We have a couple that we trained up a few years ago that are up at the general class now. But one of the things they greatly enjoy is satellite radio here in the county. And they did a demonstration for us at Field Day. And we just had a blast watching the phone and tracking the satellite across the sky and pointing the antenna. They did a bang-up job. It's really impressive what they're doing, and I think they're going to do a presentation for us. One of the club meetings coming up this fall, so really looking forward to that. So many things in this hobby to do. NADLJN.
Yes, I'm absolutely loving it. It's so much fun. Had I known about this, I'm 55, almost 56. Had I known about this in my 20s, oh my God, I would have loved life. It's so much fun. But anyway, I'm finally pulling up to work now. I wanted to say thank you very much for the contact today. Hope you have a fantastic day in 73.
73 to you as well. Have a great day. Enjoy the weather. This is NADLJN. Clear.
EO monitoring 233.
KKL monitoring.
WCB, NAWCB, this is KYNE.
KYNU, this is NAWCB. Welcome back home. I hope you had a good trip. I've lost track whether it's the long week or the short week this week for you, but anyway, how was work today?
Oh, it was good. It was good. Sat back up today and really didn't do a whole lot, so that was good. Worked Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then, so I'm on my long week.
Ah, okay, good. It can be back in the groove here. Yeah, you've been vacationing there. How was the trip up north into Wisconsin? And Josiah and Gabby, how's things going there for you guys?
It was relaxing. It really was. The drive went well. first night we went up to Frankenmuth, stayed the night there, and then from Frankenmuth we went up to Northland, and just honestly it was just, it was so relaxing, and honestly, you can't beat $55 a night, that's for a nice warm bed and quiet campus, it was nice. And seems to sound, Gabby, that was good. That was a lot of fun.
Hey, that's great. I'm glad the trip was good, relaxing for you. Got just a few pictures that we saw there. You guys at Northland, it definitely seemed like you were very relaxed there, and like you say, nobody on campus. And the like you say, the price is good too. So, but good. I'm glad. I'm glad the trip went well and the visit went well also. Glad you guys got to take that trip.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, it was much needed, and I got to show the kids where we started out and where they started out. And, it was kind of nice because, you know, I told them, you know, once we got up on campus, I'm like, all right, you guys can go pretty much anywhere you want, except out to the woods. You guys can't go out in the woods, but I'm like, you can go and explore any part of campus and, you know, come back at dark. And they absolutely loved it up there.
I bet they did. Yeah, seeing where you guys, you know, where you went to school, and like say your Leo's first apartment there, and pretty cool. Yeah, just an open campus, nobody there, and that's a pretty neat experience for them, especially for kids to be able to explore campus like that. I'm glad. I think that's pretty neat. You guys will have to go to camp up there. You'll have to go to family camp for something here soon.
Yeah, I think that's the plan. I think that we're going to try to go to camp there and at least go 1 year. The kids, like I said, the kids really liked it. And they enjoyed it. The first night it was pretty cloudy and couldn't get a lot of stars, but the last night up there we got some really nice pictures of the stars up there, and so it was pretty cool. The ham geek in me came out though, and I saw the water tower, and I'm like, you know, that'd be a really great place for a ham repeater.
Yes, yeah, I was going to say, that would be in that area. I don't know if they have any repeaters up near Dunbar. I know there's the repeater in Iron Mountain, but yeah, that would be pretty cool to be able to do that. But yeah, I saw your picture of the stars. Man alive, just beautiful shot there. Unclouded, no lights around or anything. Sounds like a pretty neat experience to see that, to reconnect with that.
Okay, Wayne, yeah, for sure. It was nice. It was beautiful. We, like I said, we didn't do anything with the camera, change any settings or anything like that. It's just a straight up iPhone picture right there. So no special things added. It just it caught all the stars, and it was beautiful. A lot of livestock up there, you know, deer, and I saw several eagles up there, and didn't get to see a bear. I'm kind of disappointed in that, but that's okay.
And WCB, I was going to say there with continuing to see the kids. Exploring around, I'm sitting there thinking, man, about those bears, especially that bear you encountered up there while you were doing, you were on patrol up there at the campus on midnight, man alive, Yeah, I bet there's quite a bit to see in that way as well. And I'd say that picture was a great picture. I'm betting it. I kind of figured, you know, it was just straight from your iPhone.
Yeah, I told the kids about the bears. I was like, if you see a bear, don't approach it. Leave it alone. No, it'll leave you alone if you leave it alone.
There you go. That's right. Leave those bears alone. Otherwise, like you say, you know, they got a free area to explore and to play and run, and I'm sure that that fresh air was good for them. Probably cooler up there too, and I'm sure it's good sleeping weather.
Oh, it was nice. It was really nice. And I found the mattress I want to get, the next mattress I want to get, because that's probably about the best sleep I've gotten in a long time without my back hurting.
Wow, there you go. You can't beat that. If it, you know, like you say, at least to give you an idea, or, you know, for future, that's pretty good. I mean, if you sleep, especially, you know, after the summer there being used for camps, it's still comfortable. I think that's pretty great.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But it was good. I'm glad to be back. We're glad to be back. The car did well. We did really good on gas mileage, and we saw one car gear accident on the way home. On the way back on I-69, there was a gear that ran right across two cars and then ran across the other side and didn't quite make it on the other side.
Yeah, getting that time of the year to start watching those deers there running across the road. Wow, that's something there on I-69, but they're certainly up there. And remember, I think we're on County Road Z there, going across from Michigan into Wisconsin, and there's a deer ran out, but thankfully haven't had you know, enough room there. That was back in the day, though, when you kids were up living up there. Yep, it's that time of the year for those char deer accidents. Definitely got to watch out for them.
Yeah, I've seen them up on near Gratiot, between 25 and 27 mile road in Gratiot, because of the fields there. But trying to take it easy and keep an eye on the deer. But like you said, it is that time of year. It's starting to move, and you know. So.
Yeah, better believe it. Definitely enjoying the cool down in temperatures, and it's nice not having the air conditioning on. Able to open the door a little bit, and it's been good. It's definitely got that fall feel in the air.
Yes, indeed. How are you guys doing? What did you guys end up doing?
Not a whole lot. I went to the doctor, I think, about a week or two ago. Doctor's pleased with things. I did get my medicine. I got my grant for that, so happy in that regard. Did shrub out here today and got it trimmed up and cleaned out the bathroom sink. It was a little bit slow running there, the drain. Got on the net last night on the double nickel net and did that real quick. That's a good net. But other than that, life is normal. And, I got the manuscript or the dissertations on proofreading too.
Cool, cool. Sounds like a good week.
NAWCB. It's been a pretty good week here. Like I say, we've had a barbecue, and it's been nice with the cooler weather, and most of the outdoor stuff, we've been able to take a break from that, and that's been good too. So I'm gearing up for the leaf falling here in a few weeks, but other than that, we're hanging in there, doing pretty good.
Good. I was reading something, Farmer's Almanac is saying that we're supposed to get early snow this year.
I've heard that too. Yeah, I've heard, especially as far as a little bit more snow this year than what we had last. So, we'll see how it unfolds. But it would surprise me. We got a fleet highway pretty good last year.
Okay, Wayne. Yeah, for sure. That's right. We got the four-wheel drive and the snowblower this year. So hopefully we'll be ready.
Yes, I get you there. Definitely. We'll see how it goes, and it's good with the forecast, and good to see what's plans ahead. But you never know until I guess the days arrive, and take it a day at a time. I suppose.
Yeah, for sure. Heard you guys had some storms all your way.
There were storms north and south of our location. We missed out here. It kind of was one of those things where there was little rain south and little rain north. I think the northern part of the county was under a severe thunderstorm warning. But like I say, I looked here and it's like it got kind of dark, but it never rained, or we didn't get anything here at all.
Yeah, they had storms west of our location while we're up in Northland, and a couple storms out on Lake Superior and Huron, Lake Michigan, and the UP, but they didn't, nothing came through our way, so.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm glad in that regard for you. At least didn't get any bad weather or heavy weather up your way. You guys lived up there. You guys used to get some rough weather, and definitely I know the one picture of the car there buried in the snow.
Yeah, I was telling the kids that that's the only drawback of living up there is all the snow. The snow is just too much sometimes.
NAWCB, yes, I agree there. You'll mind a little bit, but man, they can get buried up there in some of that snow. And it seems like you get one snowstorm done and another one comes along. That's kind of the drawback. I'm sure the cold as well.
Yeah, that is very, very true. Very true. It was very cold up there. Not something that and I wouldn't mind living up there. It's not a horrible thing. It's just it was cold. It was really cold and lots of snow.
So Right, and I know, I remember you guys saying, too, you know, you used to consolidate your trip, too, you know, going up into Iron Mountain, and, you know, if you had to do any shopping, or, you know, maybe you pick up stuff for others, or, you know, combine all your, you know, you're running around because of that, too. It you know, kind of, it can make it difficult sometimes, I guess, in that kind of weather. But I guess, you know, if you live up there, I guess you get used to it. I guess, you know, it's part of life.
Okay, Wayne. Yeah, for sure. You get used to it. And that's the other thing that we were commenting on, is the drive back and forth, you know, from campus to Iron Mountain. It took a lot. It was, you know, a good 30, 45-minute drive both ways, and, you know, it's just, if it's snowing, then it's even more, and it's just, I don't know. I like where we're at now. Yeah, you know, it's not we're growing out of the house, but, you know, hey, it's definitely a lot better than having to drive 45 minutes one way and 45 minutes another.
Yeah, that's it for you guys. You're getting it that late. They're a growing family at that. But, yeah, at least you've got a, you know, you can go out on the grass, and there's some things there nearby you, and if you have to, you know, you can go down 26 mile, you know, on to Meyer, or you can go across, you know, to Walmart. That might be a little bit further off from you, but, you know, you've got something, you know, fairly close by there. Like I say, Northland, you know, you say that drive up to Iron Mountain, you know, there's nothing, you know, Dunbar or Pembine, they're, you know, very small communities there.
Yeah, true. So, I got a lot of good memories, though. A lot of good, a lot of fun, but happy to be back. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and relax, enjoy the day off. But appreciate you coming along and good chatting with you on the way north. Hopefully, you guys are able to enjoy your afternoon. It's a beautiful day out. Not too cool. At least I don't think it's too cool. But good afternoon, and hopefully get to chat with you here soon.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, definitely Mr. Cusos, and we'll have to pick it back up again there. But I sure enjoyed reminiscing there along with Northland. There, your members of Northland. Being up there and that. Glad you had a good trip. Glad you guys are safely back. Get the ground running again, I guess. But anyway, thanks for the ride along, and enjoy your evening and your day off tomorrow. And like I say, we'll have to hook up again soon. But tell everyone hello, and wish you 73s and 88. Again, have a good day off tomorrow. NAWCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Enjoy your day and get some rest tonight. If you need anything, let us know. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s to you, Mom. KYNU, clear.